don't know about you, but I don't have a great head for numbers. And maths aside, these days you have to remember so many different sets of numbers. You've got your pins for each of your credit cards. You've got bank account numbers you have to remember for net banking. Then there are other things like frequent flyer account numbers and loyalty scheme membership numbers. The list goes on and on and on and on. But there is some hope on the horizon because engineers in China are working on an ATM that uses facial recognition technology. To tell us more, technology writer Still Gerrion. Good to talk to you again.
G'day there, Michael.
What can you tell us about these ATMs?
Well, for starters, it's a prototype. So we've had one announced by Beijing's Tsinghua University and a company in Hangzhou, which is a security company called Zekuan Technology. I'm just showing off there, Michael. Sorry, I'll be practicing.
I'm impressed.
That. Yeah, well, it's actually straightforward, some of these, but let's not get distracted by that. But China is trying to really make as much of its IT infrastructure as possible out of Chinese-made gear. And until now, most of the ATMs have come from America or Europe.
Mm.
So they want to make their own. And the thing about an ATM, you need something other than the card to tell you that there's a customer of the bank and, yes, they're allowed to take money out. And pins, as you point out, can be annoying. They can be stolen. Someone can sit with a pair of binoculars in a car across the street and work out which buttons you're pushing. They can steal the mail from your letterbox where the pin arrives and get it that way. Or people can just, you know, be silly and write them down or whatever, and they're hard to remember. So getting away from that into something that isn't something that you have to remember, but is something about you, is a lot easier. And that's the whole field called biometrics. And that's everything from fingerprints to eye prints, the iris patterns in your eye, to, in this case, face recognition.
The iris print is very sort of Mission Impossible, but I would have thought that they'd go for something like fingerprint technology ahead of facial recognition technology, because most of us have got fingerprint scanners on our phones now.
Well, this is true, except for a couple of problems. One is that in China, you still have a significant proportion of the population are peasants working on farms, and their fingerprints wear off.
No, your fingerprints wear off?
They wear off, or they at least become less able to be read through scarring and things like that. The other problem is when you're dealing with 2 billion people, and the experience of India that's been rolling out this sort of stuff with, what, 1.5 billion, call it, is that fingerprints are not quite as unique as we thought they were back in the 1800s amongst the gentlemen of Britain and the United States and Europe.
Hmm.
So it turns out that fingerprints aren't good enough. So you need something that is that has more variety per person. Iris prints, this is a problem. You need to actually get someone to, you know, get their eye right up next to the scanner. Works for India's ID card system in things like banks and government offices when they're collecting their pension payments. But in China, face recognition has several advantages. One is, well, everyone's got a face. But second, they've already started collecting a nice big fat database of faces, some 50 million already on file, and you can read a person's face from a distance, so you can identify people coming through railway stations, public parks, universities, shopping malls, or anywhere where your citizens might be wanting to cause trouble. In a country like China, that's something that they'd also like to do.
It's 5 to 6 on Drive. Technology writer Still Gerrion is with us. So the technology they might use at the ATM, would it be at all similar to the smart gate technology that people might be familiar with using at the airports these days? It's always surprised me that that works so well, because rarely do you look like your passport photo if you've got a 14-hour flight.
Oh, yes, you've got to wait for your face to drain, don't you, after one of those long-distance flights. Or, you know, let's say you spent a bit long in the airport bar beforehand.
Mm.
The thing is, though, despite that, the measurement of certain key features, how far apart are your eyes, above the eyes is your nose, or the bridge of your nose, or how below, you know, what is the ratio of the size of your lips to the distance between your eyes, and so on. So all of those ratios of certain geometric features of your face stay the same no matter how tired and emotional you've become during your journey.
What about things like, you know, PayPass and PayWave that some people have security concerns about now? Are you at all concerned about that? And is Apple Pay being used in Australia, this idea that you can use your smartphone to pay for things by tapping and going?
Apple Pay is not here in Australia yet. I forget just off the top of my head when that's rolling out. It's probably later this year. It's just a matter of getting all of the, you know, the banks lined up. But the thing is, it's been big in America because America does not have the kind of PayWave or PayPass systems yet. They're all just starting to get onto that. Do I have concerns about it? No, I use it all the time. And this is where it comes down to what is called a risk assessment, a risk analysis of the transaction by the bank. And that's why that sort of contactless transaction is limited to, say, $100 or whatever it might be. But the bank is also going to look at patterns of your activity. And if they see that you've just taken cash out of an ATM in Adelaide, but then suddenly there's a PayWave payment for $80 in Melbourne, it's like, no, that can't.
And just finally still, Gary, and someone raises the prospect of identical twins. Could your identical twin get into your bank account if they look the same as you?
That would indeed be a concern. I don't know how close those measurements are, but as we know, some identical twins are very identical indeed. That would obviously cause a problem. And in that case, you know, you'd have to go back to using a PIN or something else because the bank would say, no. You may be twins, but you're still two separate people and two separate bank accounts.
Great to talk to you as always. Thanks so much for joining us on Drive.
No worries, Michael. Anytime.
Technology writer Still Gerrion.